All right. So this time I have the pleasure to introduce myself. and somebody else needs to take care I don't overdo the time. So my name is Hans Jörg. I'm from Odriga. I have two hats or two histories. So one history is in my main email history is in migration portability. Yeah? So you've seen some of our JMAP work earlier that day. But actually, I have an earlier history in semantic web technology. So I was a semantic web researcher. I did some stuff on Semantic Media Wiki, if somebody of you is aware of that, in the past. And this is a new project, actually, where these things tend to converge. Some people who read their email on the console typically don't like it at all. Recently, what it proposes, but I like any feedback on it. Some people might even like it because it maybe fixes something what HTML email also broke. And the whole idea is structured email. And I'll present you a reference implementation for Runcube and a particular application which is a structured vacation notice, which probably is compelling to email people in particular. So. First of all, a claim. So email is sort of your personal API, but you're a little bit of a mechanical Turk in there, right? So you need to read it, you need to understand it, and you need to act upon what people ask you to do or other services ask you to do. Secondly, email is underappreciated. Yeah, I think everybody here in the room would probably agree. And so one of the ideas here in order to bring these things together is to make email content, maybe not in general, but for parts of emails or certain emails, more machine readable so that the tools you develop might help people in certain tasks to make them more efficiently or even to do novel tasks. And the very rough idea is basically like you have a multi-part alternative text and text HTML in an email that you also embed structured data in RDF, which is a W3C specified knowledge representation language according to a certain so-called data models. So schema.org is a very popular data model which search engine vendors have set up for basically you find it in websites, like this is a movie, this is a song, this is an article. And the very idea is to also allow users or tools to include that in emails so that email clients can make sense out of what is in that email. So yeah, that sounds quite abstract. How could that look like in practice? So actually, this is not something I invented from scratch. So actually, like Gmail, Yahoo, some other vendors, Web.de in Germany are already doing it. So if you fly by Lufthansa or a certain airline and you have a Gmail account, if you opted in, these airlines might already send that schema inside of that email. And you might notice there is a special display within Gmail that shows you a certain information on the flight, allows you some certain action, might automatically import it to your calendar or at some point also to your Google Assistant and so on. That's nice. The problem here is currently this is only for select senders. You need to register with each vendor actually basically to have this happen. It's only for very few select use cases like traveling and maybe ordering in the web. And it's unidirectional, so it's only from a service to you. You cannot by yourself use that. So it's a little bit against the idea of email, right? So obviously I would not send a flight probably to somebody, but maybe something else. Yeah? So schema.org alone does have 800 concepts, and what Gmail supports is like 6 of them or something like that. And but actually there's already nice, very nice use cases for even this travel information, and there will be a talk just after this by Volker sitting in the background, so I won't talk too much about that. Second example would be link sharing. So there is share by email, right? And this is how it looks like in K9 email, right? I mean, not blaming K9 for it, but you basically get a URL sent, yeah? And this is what you receive, yeah? And in this case, basically, you are stuck with Spotify. You click on it, you have that Spotify song, but K9 doesn't know this is a song, and you are with Spotify, and okay, you can listen to the song, but if you're on Apple Music, it's up to you to deal with that, right? And with structured emails, the idea is you could take the metadata, which in the case of Spotify is actually even embedded on the Spotify link already, yeah? So nobody needs to do manual annotation. You could put that into the email instead of the link, yeah? And so your email client would not just have the link, but the email client would know this is the song Brussels, Je T'aime, yeah? And from 2003 by Angelet. Yeah? And it could even match, for instance, with your local media player if you have that as an MP3 or something like that. Yeah? So you could basically dereference the kind of content that got shared in that sense. Yeah? And you have a much better user experience, a little bit like you have in instant messaging when you send a link, yeah, where also like WhatsApp and so on, they do extract the Twitter cards kind of stuff. Another use case, maybe even more fancy, is location sharing or even live location sharing. Many instant messaging tools allow you to do so, but it's within their ecosystem, so you're bound to their implementation, their privacy rules, and it only works if you send to another fellow WhatsApp user. So it's also not really open and decentralized. Yeah. So we built a prototype where you send a location based on the JSON-LD snippet, and we have a prototypical implementation where the client on the mobile can push the updates of the location to a URL which with a secret UID, which the user receiving it can actually use to refresh it. Yeah, so if your receiving email client supports this, you could do this user experience. This is an example which we did. And of course, you can also have some fallback. So you can get an HTML email. Of course, then it's not the live location, but you can do something like a fallback, like you have in some newsletters. Go click this link, go to the browser, even though this is, of course, not the best user experience here. And then another very probably familiar use case for you, vacation notices or out-of-office messages. Yeah? So it's typically something you enable for your email account while you're traveling on FOSDEM. Like, you know, okay, maybe at the weekend not so many people will write to you, but maybe you arrive back in office on Tuesday. So you say, I'm staying in Brussels till Monday. Please contact my colleague in that meantime or so on. It's still something you need to act upon manually, right? But it would be interesting if your email client could actually understand this is an out-of-office message with this and that date, and probably this is a person I could redirect the mail to if I wanted to choose. And this is basically what we did. So we did an ITF draft for this to specify it a little bit, the process. And basically, you can even leverage most user interface data you have from the CIF vacation extension. This is how we implemented it in RoundCube. We just take the date fields, which you anyway fill in there, and the reason, and put this into this structured field. And if the receiving email client is capable of understanding it, it may store this information for the time which the user is away, and it can highlight it. And you can even put it or choose as a user on vacation to include it in emails prior to your vacation. Yeah, so you could say, even if I go to vacation tomorrow, includes that metadata already in just any regular email, if you want that. And so recipients can already see, Michel will be on vacation starting tomorrow, yeah, once he wrote me this mail now, and I might hurry up answering him or something like that. Yeah? I'm not suggesting this is like it has to be, but it's just illustrating that you can even do additional things which you could not just do with regular out of office right now, right? And what is the current state here? So these examples I've shown you, there is currently an ITF working group that's very recently formed. Last November was the first meeting. There is a mailing list here. So even for those of you not familiar with the ITF, please join that list if you're interested in the topic. Any feedback, any questions, everything is very appreciated. There was already quite some good feedback from the community. So like Thunderbird Bird Council made a decision like if there would be an RFC, they would be willing probably to implement this or to merge this into their code. First drafts already got adopted in the working group. Still some time until there is a formal RFC, but things will be going. We are working on a reference implementation, very graciously received money from LLNet and the NGIU program. This is published right now during FOSDEM. So you can go to packages. Not sure if it's already on packages, latest on Monday. We will provide some guidance so that you can use our RoundCube implementation as a blueprint for your own webmail probably, even some reusable code so you don't have to write everything on your own. And there is even first adopters. So for instance, the developer of Fairmail, I got in touch with him and he implemented a very first beta of it like within a day, which was quite an awesome experience actually. If you hear that, I really appreciate that would be really great thing. So finally, maybe a little bit of an overview how this currently works. So this is the URLs where you find more information. We have one library currently where we do the extraction of the structured data from incoming emails. Yeah? This could be reused on the server side of your application. We have two libraries which basically are template libraries. It's a little bit user experience-ish, so we are still searching people that really are keen on CSS, HTML design stuff. So if you know somebody or so, please help us, because we think it makes sense also to have at least a simple example for, you know, how to render these cards for very popular kind of information, so that every client doesn't need to decide on its own how to render a Spotify song or something like that, or music song, even though, of course, every client could opt to do so. But we want probably to provide some examples here, and we do it both for the actual rendering, but also for this HTML email, which we want to send as a fallback for those that don't have the fancy client yet, right? And then, yeah, I say there's two Roundcube extensions. One is for the structured email as such, where you can do the Spotify thing, for instance, or receive these kind of things. We also have working on a Nextcloud mail thingy, where you can actually interact with the Nextcloud cookbook app, where you can import recipes that you receive by email. And there is a separate plugin for the structured vacation notice. That's all, actually, already for the moment. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to feedback and questions. So, yeah, maybe somebody can see.
All right, yeah, we have did I see a hand? Question? Yeah.
Is there concern? I mean, to me, it seems like we've had this discussion that if this is just kind of in the background of a mail message, as long as it's not overwhelming data size,
yeah,
it shouldn't. Doesn't really matter to people. But the question would be: is this the kind of thing where maybe you have a client that's not displaying really great, where all of a sudden you start having all these random attachments? Mm-hmm. That would confuse a user,
right?
if they, you know, because they can't do anything with this themselves. This is all, yep, meant to be machine readable.
Right. So there was an interruption in between, but I repeat so I understood correctly. So your question is this something that might confuse users if it's somehow mangled inside?
What are the ideas around trying to prevent confusion of users, yes, if a, yes, client doesn't know how to handle it?
Two things. So first of all, you can see it as a multipart alternative. So just like if the email client doesn't understand it, it just won't get rendered, right? And also this metadata, it will never be shown if the client just doesn't know about it. Yeah? So you can use it with existing clients already. Actually, you receive those emails probably personally, because Lufthansa might include it already even in the mail sent to Ox. You just don't do anything with it.
I assume where I get my emails.
Sorry?
I'm joking.
Yeah, okay. And actually, the interesting thing is even the opposite is interesting, yeah, because we had people coming to us that had exactly that problem where you get a PGP key or an email signature attached to an email, because actually, an email client doesn't even know what that is. Yeah? And you could actually use this structured data also to provide additional information about what certain email attachments are about. Yeah? So you could even help email clients to provide a better user experience in that case. Yeah.
What's the incentive for any provider to actually send structured emails? Because it seems the incentive is opposite. They don't want, like Spotify, or they, okay, don't want to be able to send what song it is. They want people to go to Spotify and nowhere, mm-hmm, else. And same with the Lufthansa thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to send, uh-huh, they want to publicize their brand. They want to upsell services.
Yes. Good question.
And then they don't want to send, yeah, just a generic message with no possibilities, mm-hmm, of those. Uh-huh. So the incentive is to not use those.
Okay. So you say there is probably, what is the incentive? Well, there's no incentive for both Spotify or Lufthansa to send this. Point one, so for Lufthansa does it, yeah, actually. You can. I'm not sure about Lufthansa in particular, but airlines do it with Gmail. And the very reason is Gmail gives them a preferred visualization, and actually it might even strengthen their brand appearance, because they might have a special, there is research being done that the click rate gets even higher when you have the special presentation. So that's at least one theory. Yeah? I'm not saying I spread the truth here, but just giving you an idea, right? For Spotify, I was not claiming Spotify itself to send it, yeah? Because what I was saying is, like, you share it. You are in your web browser, for instance, or within Spotify, and you say share with, yeah? And you go to the email program. And Spotify does have that data on their website in the metadata, and the incentive there is for search engine optimization. So they have it because they want to get into the Google ranking very high. And we just piggyback that data by using it in email in that sense.
But you said the share with the feature, the share with feature is controlled by the Spotify clients, which is controlled by Spotify.
Oh, no, it's not in a way, because it's always a URL, because they want to have that for WhatsApp, right? They won't change that. But with the URL, we can actually pull the metadata from the website, like the Google crawler does it.
Okay, so you want to hijack that thing?
In a way, which is fair. I mean, okay, thank you.